All right, we're talking about the holidays, in particular with our veterans at the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans in Marquette. Ryan is with us again. We've talked before in the past. How's things going, sir?
Jack, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure, and we are just blessed beyond belief with the continued gratitude we're able to, or the continued generosity shared with us by the broader Upper Peninsula community at Michigan Veteran Homes.
Yeah, a lot of people get behind this every year to try to. I know the title of the program is Smiles for Veterans, but that's exactly what its goal is, right? Some of our veterans may not have any family anymore.
It is. Really the Make a Veteran Smile campaign is about gratitude. It's paying it back, but also paying it forward. It's, it's doing something for a veteran because they did something for you, and there's lots and lots of ways to make an impact on veterans' lives.
So this program here, I guess I'll back up first and have you give us an update about the new Jacob Eddy Home. A lot of people are anxious for that. How is that process going? And we'll get into this actual Smiles program. How's move toward the new Jacob Eddy Home going?
We're making forward progress. We're continuing to work through to acquire the, with just over 38 acres of land in Marquette Township, a little over 3 miles away from the current Jacob Eddy location. And, we're acquiring that land through Tanya Scott Ross and Jim Ross, who generously donated a portion of the property in honor of Tanya's late father, Army veteran Edward Scott. But we're partnering with the Marquette County Road Commission and Marquette Township, who've been great collaborators. And so we have some work to do. We have to, one of the contingencies of acquiring the property was essentially being able to relocate or bend, if you will, Venture Drive, a roadway up there to the south to make the future Jacob Eddy fit, for a lack of a better explanation. But making forward progress and optimistic we can break ground potentially next year.
Okay, well, that's great news, I know. But your current facility is still serviceable, and one of the things that we're talking about today, Ryan, from Michigan Michigan Veterans Homes, is this Make a Veteran Smile. Talk with me about this. This is giving a little of yourself in some of these Christmas cards and other messages, right?
Yeah, and it's just an outreach to the community to, one, share our gratitude, because Jacob Eddy is incredibly generously supported by the broader community. But it's also keeping in mind that, our veterans, as they move into the skilled nursing era of their lives, that can come sometimes cast a cloud, if you will, of around the holiday season of, I'm not home, I'm not where I used to be, and, can change moods. And so, reminders from the community in different ways around the holidays that our veterans are loved and appreciated, we're always grateful for that. And cards is really just one way of doing that. We actually encourage, if you're going to write a card, make it personal, make it a personal letter. But there's other ways. You can do a video on your phone and tag us on social media. You can fulfill a wish list item. You can volunteer. So there's lots of ways to make an impact.
Okay, so how can people get involved, Ryan? What's the best way of doing it?
Yeah, so you can, we encourage folks, take a selfie video of you, your family, your organization, sharing your gratitude and wishing our veterans a happy holidays. Then you can tag Michigan Veteran Homes DJ Jacob Eddy on our Facebook, or you can hashtag Make a Veteran Smile. And then we'll create an activity out of it for our veterans at the home, where we'll all get together and watch all the videos shared online from across the Upper Peninsula and beyond with our veterans. So, but if that's not your thing, you can certainly write a letter sharing a card of gratitude. You can make a donation. You can fulfill a wish list item. The sky's the limit. Just we encourage folks to make a difference in the lives of veterans this holiday season.
And my last question, Ryan, is where is that wish list? There are certain items that are always appreciated, not just the holidays either, right, but year-round.
Right. We update it every month. You can find it on our website. It's michigan.gov/MVH for Michigan Veteran Homes, and you'll be able to easily navigate it from there. And you can always contact us via email or reach out to me directly at engler3@michigan.gov, and I'm happy to work with anybody and help use the generosity of others to benefit the lives of our members.
Ryan Engel has been with us. He is with the Michigan Veteran Homes and, of course, the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans here in the UP. Thank you, sir, for doing this, and let us know how it went.
We will, and thank you, and thanks to the broader UP community for always having our veterans' backs. We appreciate it, Jack. Thank you very much.